This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The Georgia election interference case against former President Donald Trump may proceed with a big if, as CBS's Nicole Killian reports from Atlanta.
Fulton County Judge Scott McAfee gave District Attorney Fonnie Willis an ultimatum: either step aside from the 2020 election subversion case or have her former romantic partner, Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade, withdraw. Within hours, Wade tendered his resignation, effective immediately, to move this case forward. The former president hailed the move on Truth Social, calling Wade a disgrace.
He had to. There was no way that it was going to be the elected district attorney of Fulton County, Fonnie Willis, who was going to step down.
That last voice, CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson. Meanwhile, former Vice President Mike Pence tells Fox News Donald Trump won't be getting his endorsement.
Look, I'm incredibly proud of the record of our administration. It was a conservative record that made America more prosperous, more secure, and saw conservatives appointed to our course in a more peaceful world. But that being said, during my presidential campaign, I made it clear that there were profound differences between me and President Trump on a range of issues.
Pence also says he won't be voting for President Joe Biden. Searching for any more victims has ended in areas hardest hit by Thursday's deadly storm. CBS's Roxana Saberi is seeing the destruction up close.
From Ohio to Indiana and Missouri, tornadoes left a trail of destruction. The powerful storms left dozens injured in the Midwest and at least three dead in Ohio. In Lakeview, a tornado tore through this RV park, downing power lines, uprooting trees, and setting off gas leaks and fires.
It's just devastating. I mean, you see it happen to other people, and you just finally get to comprehend what this means.
Coming down with measles, it's making a comeback in the U.S. this year.
The U.S. has now tallied at least 59 confirmed or suspected measles cases investigated so far this year by authorities in 17 states. That is more than the number of cases reported nationwide in all of 2023. It comes as health officials are grappling with multiple major outbreaks of the highly contagious virus around the world. Matt Piper, CBS News.
A special master will be appointed to oversee a federal women's prison in Dublin, California, near Oakland, known for rampant sexual abuse against inmates. It's the first time the Federal Bureau of Prisons has been subject to such oversight. The prison has over 60 inmates. On Wall Street, the S&P had its second weekly loss. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. There's concern artificial intelligence could cause problems for the 2024 elections. Alex Gonzalez reports.
Shauna Broussard is a commissioner with the Federal Election Commission and contends disclosure efforts are an effective way to inform voters, but not infringe on First Amendment rights.
There's a big controversy that deals with First Amendment rights when you're dealing with speech, and particularly when dealing with political speech. But one thing that the courts have said that when it comes to disclosure, disclaimers are still okay.
Broussard says while a number of states have passed AI-related legislation, it should be regulated at the federal level. Digital watermarking and other alternatives have also been suggested, which Broussard says is a step in the right direction, but not sufficient to solve the problems AI is causing. Daryl West is a senior fellow with the Brookings Institution. He says while AI has presented unique and new challenges and does support legislation, he argues holding bad actors accountable with existing laws could be part of the solution.
We need to enforce them. We need to start prosecuting the worst offenders.
The Brookings Institution has also published a list of best practices for state election officials to follow, which include facilitating dialogue with voters and the public around potential challenges of AI, training election staff to use AI tools appropriately, as well as testing for and mitigating potential AI dangers before launching AI tools and services. I'm Alex Gonzalez, Support for this reporting was provided by the Carnegie Corporation of New York. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bowden.
Monday on Matt Nair On Air, political consultant Joseph Hickey joins us. Maggie Dawn is here as well, and we go beyond the cheese with mushrooms. Join us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A partly cloudy sky for tonight, lows in the upper 30s. And for tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds and becoming breezy, highs in the low 50s. Partly sunny and colder on Sunday, still kind of breezy, highs upper 30s. Currently, it's 37.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Thank you for joining us. Welcome to Matt Nair On Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, Luke Mathers on the board.
Kelvin Jr. That's my nickname
Kelvin
today.
Jr. Kelvin.
I told Greg I was Kelvin the next couple of days, and he was like, no, it's fine. I'll board. And I was like, I'm Kelvin. Come on.
Well, thank you so much, Luke Mathers. And I just want to say thank you for bringing in your associate producer puppy.
No, not a problem. She's very eager to learn.
She's very eager in general.
Can you tell Luke to turn my mic up?
Oh, he wants his mic on. God, he just wants everything.
Okay. Jeez, wow. Greg, you're so demanding. I thought you were still getting situated with the video. So
no, I'm good to go. I'm ready. Oh, okay. I'm a professional, okay? Also, are you Greg Bach?
Yes.
You are Greg Bach.
I'm Kelvin. I'm Greg. I'm just, Jane, just I'm just an enigma of just all the producers together.
All rolled into one. If you want to look at Aurora, the associate producer puppy, by the way, I put it up on Matt Nair On Air on the platform that Elon has ruined. So you can take a look at Aurora. How old is she?
11 weeks.
She's
a young pup.
She's really well behaved.
Yeah. I was hoping so. We're working on some socialization skills and all of those things. And so since I'm Kelvin and I'm filling in and I got a little bit more of a commute, I'm away from the home a little bit longer.
Sure.
And so just with the work schedules, we wanted to not have her in the kennel for an extended period of time. So yesterday I brought her just to see how things would go.
It went well.
The consensus was everybody said, please bring her back. Please keep bringing her back. So she's been on very good behavior.
And if there's not a meeting for me in the afternoon after the show on Monday, I might bring Maybell.
Ooh.
So we might have two puppers.
That'd be great.
I am pro puppers in the workplace.
I think everybody feels better, quite honestly.
Pro puppers.
Pro puppers. We are pro pupper. All right. We're going to talk about the RNC. Of course, the RNC is going to be coming to Milwaukee this summer from July 15th to the 18th.
Yeah.
And I saw this article in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, which I just find interesting. Bayview Bar called the Mothership.
Yep.
The owner has announced, he put it on Instagram and Facebook, that they're going to be closed during the week of the RNC. Quote, I'm not trying to get involved with or actively take money or rent the space out to that tomfoolery. However, the bar would still be open for private events for free to dirt cheap prices. Is this... I mean, certainly it's your business. You can do what you want. I don't know if this is a good thing.
I mean, it's your choice, but I guess why not have it open? Like, all right, I'm a local business person, haver, helper, owner thing, whatever, with the Laughing Tap, and we plan on not only being open for the RNC, but hopefully we'll have some programming there. Whether it's shows or whatever.
Just to utilize the space
sure. Because, you know, there's going to be a need for entertainment. There's going to be a need. And I, as from his point of view, is like, why would I do that? I see it from why not?
Why wouldn't you take their money?
Yeah.
I mean, I understand you may not agree with the politics, but
I guarantee you people who vote against your ideas go to your bar, go to your theater, go to your restaurant, go to your whatever. They are there.
I mean, unless he's got the kind of clientele that's going to start picking fights. And that is something that I have thought about and that I'm quite honestly concerned about is people getting into arguments at bars of differing political persuasions.
Yeah, that could happen without the RNC coming to town, though, anyways, right?
That's true, but it's just going to be that much more heightened and that much more, I don't know. I am concerned about that. I would like to think we will be better behaved than that.
Really quick to interrupt, sorry. Jeff Sitzma on the live stream saying there's no YouTube sound.
All right, we will check on that.
All right, I will work on it.
Thanks for that,
Jeff. Thanks, Kelvin Jr.
Not a problem.
Is this a mistake? I mean, again, I don't know. It's only 3 days.
But it's a lot of people.
It is a lot of people.
I mean, remember, in order to get, when we wanted the DNC, we had to build a certain amount of hotel rooms, and we did. So now that the RNC is going to be here, we built hotels to make this happen. People are going to be looking for things to do. And also, remember, it's not just going to be Republicans in the city. You're going to have
journalists.
You're going to have journalists
all over
MSNBC. You're going to have all these different, like, I'm sure they'll find you. They're going to go to where the cool places are. I'm going to bet a little money that people who are going to the RNC are affiliated with that world aren't going to the hipster artsy place of Bayview. They're going to stay in Third Ward, Fifth Ward, downtown. That's about it.
I think you're right. I do. I mean, there may be a few who end up either staying in that area in Airbnb or something.
Yeah.
But you're probably right as far as the vast majority that doesn't necessarily, the hipster places.
Yeah, but I want to go to the cool places.
Where are all the cool kids hanging out?
Yeah.
So if you are a fan of this bar, Bad News, the Mothership, I've never been there. In Bayview, famous for its tiki drinks and hams on tap.
It's got a ham's tap.
They're going to be closed for the RNC July 15th to the 18th to avoid the tomfoolery.
That's a very weird word.
According to the owner.
That's a Pat Kreitlow word right there, tomfoolery.
I think you're just saying it's an old word.
Yes.
And then you just threw Pat under the bus with that one.
Well, yeah. Because
essentially.
If you listen to Up North News 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. on Civic Media, get it on your Civic Media app, free to download. You will hear me consistently whenever he makes an old timey word come out of his mouth. I hit a little ding ding winner button. And if I have time, I'd be like, back in my day, I used to go 10 miles to get myself a packet of cigarettes. You know, something like that. Very old-timey. Oh, we used to play hoop and stick.
I'm pretty sure I'm older than Pat Kreitlow.
I was saying, Jane, I think you and Pat catching some strays around here.
Well, yeah, because Jane, you invented hoop and stick, right?
There were no hoops when I was alive, when I was born.
They were just straight pieces of wood.
That, all we had was sticks. There were only sticks. There were no hoops yet. That was pre-me.
Are there any business owners out there right now who are in Milwaukee or the surrounding area who are going to close? Call us. Let us know why.
I'd be curious. Yeah, I really would be curious. For the most part, I would think that people really, it's a chance to make money.
Yes.
You have a business. Your business is there to make a profit, and you can... They drink just like other people drink.
Well, that was the whole argument bringing the RNC to town. It wasn't red. It wasn't blue.
It was
green.
State.
Well, yeah, no, it was green.
Yes,
it's
exactly.
The money. Right. The money is coming into the city. But there were still some people that didn't necessarily buy into that argument. I have a feeling this bar owner, one of those individuals.
Most likely. And again, it's up to you. It's your choice, man. Whatever makes you happy. And if he's got that kind of attitude, maybe it's better. Again, I don't want us to be on the national news.
Any excuse for a vacation, though. I mean, that's my thing, you know. I'll just get out of town while it's happening.
That's not a bad point.
We get a couple of texts on the text line. Wes from Middleton says there's going to be a lot of reprehensible people coming to town. That said, take the money. This is going to be a massive economic boon for Milwaukee and Wisconsin as a whole. we pull this off well, and we are more established as a destination for big events. Milwaukee is one of the most underrated cities in the country. I agree. This helps move it up the list. I totally agree. As it develops, as it grows, yeah, I mean, this, you might not like it, but that's important when organizations pick Milwaukee or Wisconsin for a massive event. And then Dave from New Berlin just says, jeepers. Jeep. Ding, ding, ding.
Jeepers is a perfectly respectable word.
But is it not old?
Is it fogey?
It's fogey.
Are we talking fogey?
Jeepers, the milk is 10 cents a gallon today.
I don't know what that word is that you guys just used. I missed Jeepers? That one. No, I know that one. I don't know what fogey is. Yeah, I don't know what fogey
like
means.
Old fogey, like a crotchety old man?
Never heard of it.
Completely unaware of that.
I thought once you turn 30, they just hand you a book full of all of the old.
No, first I feel it in my knees, and then the book comes in a couple weeks, I think. They have to send it in the mail. The old school, Pony Express, something like that.
It's only going to get worse.
Back to the RNC. My biggest concern is that we're going to make headlines for the wrong reason. And I just pray that that does not happen. That there are a whole bunch of fights or, you know, damage or robberies or carjackings or whatever. I love the city of Milwaukee, and I want us to look great, and I want us to be better.
I have a feeling that it's going to really depend on the severity. Like, yes, if there is, unfortunately, and the reason I say shooting is because it happened at the night the Bucks won the championship. I think whatever the level of it is, like, of course people are going to fight. There are going to be fights. There are going to be people pushing and shoving and screaming at each other. I almost think that's part of it because wherever the one goes, the other is going to respond and they'll probably get into some kind of tussle. But it's how Milwaukee will handle this situation.
True.
When it comes down, because we can't control what other people can do, especially when they're coming from outside the city and outside the state. It's how the city of Milwaukee, whether it be the government, the police, so on and so forth, how they respond to the incidents, or that's what's going to set us apart.
Yeah, I think it's going to be interesting. That's the only prediction that I have, is that it will be interesting, because I have no idea what's going to happen this summer.
Yeah.
And having the DNC in Chicago, just a little couple hours south of us, it's going to be an interesting political summer here in the Midwest.
Another texter listening here on WAUK, thank you. Personally, I'm wondering if they're even going to be able to pay their bills. Since the Republican Party is financially ruined right now, I will be able to pay just the rental. Will they be able to even pay the rental on anything?
So actually, I kind of have an answer for that. If you are a business owner and you have been approached by really any political campaign or the DNC or the RNC, this does not have anything to do with party. If they want to use your space, rent it out, pay you for your services, here is a trick. Whatever you want to be paid, make it the deposit, because they generally do not pay their bills.
That's an excellent point.
They generally do not pay their bills because after a campaign, they're like, well, we don't have any money.
Yeah, we're out of money.
Or they're just trash. So if you want to get paid by these individuals and you want your money up front, make it your deposit.
That's really smart advice from our friend Greg Bach. You can always join the conversation, call or text at 855-75-CIVIC. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Shaw, WAUK. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I ate at gas stations today. You took me to the finer gas station.
You drove, dude. What are you talking about? You're a grown-ass man. You go get yourself a piece of cherry pie, man. What do you want me to do?
Do I look like a roasted turkey to you right now? I know you're hungry. Like the cartoon style?
You do look like a...
Beef? A little piece of bacon, a slab of meat, something?
Oh, yeah.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
The Shaw, W-A-U-K, Waukesha's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Greg Bach, Luke Mathers on the board, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Thanks for joining us. If you're listening in La Crosse on WLCX The Eagle, wherever you are, you can... It's not... We need a good, better bird sound. We did have it. We did have a sound effect, Luke Mathers, and Calvin played it one day. And it wasn't an eagle, it was a hawk, and someone actually texted in and said, I'm sorry, that's not an eagle.
Well, actually, it's a hawk.
Folks are listening at least, right?
They have very sharp ears, so apparently we're going to have to find an actual eagle sound. But
all right, I'm going to take a couple days, I'm going to go up north, I'm just going to sit in a quiet area, in a tree, hopefully some fish, making their way up and down the stream, and then I will try to get a recording of an eagle cry.
We will send you on assignment.
All right. I'll see you guys later.
Sounds good.
Packing it up now. Bye.
855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. If you ever want to join the show, we were talking about a bar in Bayview that is going to be closed during the RNC because the owner says he does not want to deal with that tomfoolery. And you said we had a couple texts, Greg.
Yeah, we got one text from Carmela in Milwaukee. Thank you for reaching out. Jane and Greg, I read the Mothership article yesterday. I knew Civic Media was going to cover it. What I read was that the owner said he would have closed if the Democratic convention had happened. And I know that. I read the article. And I'm not saying, honestly, not saying because of the party.
He just doesn't want to deal with the hassle.
Yeah. So I guess his point of view is that he wants to be non-political and stick to just slinging drinks. And I don't disagree.
That's a very fair point, Carmelo. Yep.
Because he actually said in there, he said, drinks and politics don't mix. And I disagree with that. I think drunkenness and politics cannot mix. But have a cocktail, have a beer, talk about your political differences. One of the worst things we ever did in this country was say, we don't talk about politics, we don't talk about sex, we don't talk about money, we don't talk about religion. And now we have to talk about the weather with Ted in accounting.
See, I thought he was going to say prohibition. I thought prohibition was one of the worst things we've done.
That's Eric Hovde.
I think
he's prohibition.
Yeah.
We all have to brew it ourselves. And a completely unsolicited praise comment that I wanted to share. Robin Allen on the live stream. You guys make my heart Twitter. I'm sitting in the car wash with a big smile. Thank you so very much, Robin. We really, really appreciate that. We do. It's nice to know that we make you smile. All right, moving on to Eric Hovde. He is now pledging he will donate his entire salary to a Wisconsin charity if he gets elected in November and defeats Tammy Baldwin. It's part of his campaign claiming he can't be bought.
Is it a California charity or a Wisconsin?
He said Wisconsin charity.
Okay, all right.
Did not specify the charity.
It's a charity for axe throwing violence victims.
He is, of course, a multimillionaire.
Yep.
Multimillionaire banking mogul. One of his recent ads says Washington has become corrupt. Really? Become? Really?
Well,
okay. Corrupt, saying career politicians sell themselves to special interests instead of working for their constituents. If you decide to elect me as your next senator, I will donate my entire salary to a Wisconsin charity every year. And you had brought up Pat Kreitlow a little bit earlier, and Matt Greitlow commented on this. He's our colleague on Up North News. Mm-hmm. You can catch him Monday through Friday from 6 to 8 a.m. on much of the Civic Media Radio Network. Pat Greitlow says, for me, this approach is automatically disqualifying. If you're so rich that you don't need our salary, what makes me think you're going to be on my side rather than all the other rich dudes?
Yeah.
And he's absolutely right.
We've got a case study, too, here in Wisconsin. We have one senator who has doubled their wealth since being elected to the Senate. He's not on the ballot for a little while.
Let me guess. That would be our senior senator, Ron Johnson.
That is correct.
That's the one.
Okay. So, and I don't think Ron Johnson doubled his wealth because of the salary that the U.S. Senate provides to senators.
Yeah.
But we've also seen this before. Donald Trump said, oh, I'm going to donate all of my paychecks to X, Y, or Z. And then, was there ever proof?
Well, he did the first couple.
Yeah, like the first quarter, I think he did one. And then that was it.
Yeah,
it just disappeared. So we've seen this before.
Yeah, the claim, the pledge that they'll do that. And, I mean, honestly, like, Hovde doesn't need the money ever. He doesn't. He's very, very rich, and he would make a public spectacle. He's doing anything he can to ingratiate himself to this state.
Well, he's kind of ripping off Herb Kohl's whole slogan, too. He's not even coming up with original ideas. He's like, no, nobody's senator but yours, but that was Herb Kohl's thing. Like, yeah. I'm sorry.
His wife, Mrs. Hovde, I think Sharon Hovde is her name.
That I'm not sure of.
Just dropped a new ad this past week, and it is so weird.
Is it?
Because, once again, no policies. It is all about how her husband is from Wisconsin. He was born here. He went to high school here. He graduated from college here. Then he left here, and he never came back except for visiting his property.
He tried to run for office other times, too.
You're right, and he lost. Yeah.
But he did that from California. And he is, I mean, this whole offensive they have going right now is all about he is like you.
Right.
I am like you.
And I am you.
And every step they are stepping on a rake, because the Sharon Hovde ad is so not good. It's just at one point,
every man's millionaire is a really hard idea to pitch. That is not a demographic that really those two things don't mesh well. In every man's millionaire, I'm sorry, like,
we should
you don't go and hang out at the bars or and have tiki drinks slung to you at the bar. Like, you don't do the things that Wisconsinites do.
Yeah.
And just to come in with an ad campaign to paint it that way is disingenuous.
Something from his campaign showed up on my feed, and it was, I don't know, it was like the foundation of a successful life and work and ethics and faith and friends. And it's like, do you want to be in an elected office, or do you want to offer your services as a life coach? Because I'm not getting a whole lot of policy or anything. Nope. Like, it's all platitudes.
And if anything, he's trying to run away from things now. He's got the whole comments in Rolling Stone on drinking, the whole comments on smoking marijuana. He's going to waffle on abortion. He cannot come out in Wisconsin as a...
Everything is... exceptions.
As a ban. He can't do that. And once he does it, if he says, well, maybe we'll do some exceptions, the right's going to be upset, and the left's going to be like, you're a liar. And so he's really just running himself in a circle. I mean, in that ad itself with his wife, she goes, at 21, he started his own business. He didn't take out a loan. He didn't save up. He took his father's money.
And he started his own business.
Not in Wisconsin.
With his dad's money. Is this a convincer for anybody? I'm just curious. 855-75-CIVIC. He's going to donate his salary. Is that enough for you to vote for him? News is coming up next. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief, Judge Scott McAfee. In Georgia's election interference trial, a former President Donald Trump lets DA Fannie Willis stay on the case as her deputy. Nathan Wade steps down.
The ruling comes after McAfee struck down six charges this week in the election interference case, including three involving the former president.
CBS's Nicole Killian in Atlanta. Former Vice President Mike Pence says he will not endorse Mr. Trump for a second term. UVA politics analyst Professor Larry Sabato.
Maybe the Trump supporters don't view Pence as a hero, but many other people view Pence as a hero. And I think they will listen to what he has to say about Donald Trump.
No more victims were found Friday after tornadoes ripped through Ohio, Kentucky, Indiana, and Arkansas Thursday night. Three people died in Logan County, Ohio. Sheriff Randy Dobbs in the aftermath.
A tornado came through the Indian Lake area and devastated the Orchard Island area, the Lakeview area, the Midway area.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It's the Badgers and the Boilermakers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Wisconsin Badgers playing the number one seed in the Big Ten tournament today, Purdue. Wisconsin played them last Sunday, losing by 8. What makes the Badgers think that they're ready this time? Head coach Greg Gard.
I think getting healthy was a big piece of it. And I mean, the stars have been in different parts of our team throughout the year. You know, Chucky had big games. Max has had big games. AJ has one today. John had one yesterday. But I've always felt the real strength of this, the ace of this team, has been their depth. That spark comes from specifically Cam and John.
In the Big East tournament, Marquette with another win, this time over Providence, 79-68. The Golden Eagles tip off tonight at Madison Square Garden against UConn. NFL, the Packers introduced their new running back, Josh Jacobs, after leaving the Raiders.
Ultimately, it came down to what I seen and what I felt like I believed in this team, the history of this organization, and feeling like I'm wanted by an organization. That's really what it came down to.
That's running back Josh Jacobs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A partly cloudy sky for tonight, lows in the upper 30s. And for tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds and becoming breezy, highs in the low 50s. Partly sunny and colder on Sunday, still kind of breezy, highs upper 30s. Currently it's 37.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightlight. With Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
We'll be right back.
the Matinair on air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Luke Mathers on the board, associate producer Puppy Aurora at his feet. You can always join us at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon has ruined. And if you're lonely, they have their own party going on the live stream. Gosh. I'm telling you, there's lots of friends there. You can go have a lot of fun.
And they're saying really nice things. Oh. Tony just is fantastic. Agree 100%. It's refreshing to hear intelligent, articulate conversations.
Thanks, which Tony.
I assume is directed at Jane.
I was going to say, I had no part in any of that, so that wasn't me.
I'll take that. Thanks.
Weather and Tony said two nice things. Or Tony Zimmerman. There's two Tonys here. There's two Tonys. Weather and Wine is a classy segment. No drunkenness there. I imagine it smells of leather-bound books during that time. And Roaring Fire.
Oh, yeah.
And we're petting kittens and or doggies.
And or puppies, yes. Weather and Wine we do every Wednesday with our civic media meteorologist, Brittany Merlot.
Exactly.
She gives us a little update.
Tony also said, I thought Greg was 22. You...
Oh, you...
Marry me. Come on.
All right. What is the reason why you won't shop at a store anymore?
Personal? Political?
Yep. What is your reasoning? Is there a store you will not shop at and why? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Greg Bach.
So I was scrolling across the... TikToks and or Instagram reels. I don't remember which, but I saw a woman. She had a Lowe's private label credit card cut up in her hand and was like holding it towards the Lowe's store that she went to.
She's showing it to Lowe's. Yeah, I cut it up and I'm not coming back.
You've never get another get a hay penny from me. And she said something to the effect of she's not going to go there anymore because Lowe's has just lost her business. So she went to bought a cooktop.
Okay.
And she also mentions that she just said, I've bought enough kitchen appliances to fill two apartments and a home, which that sounds like a problem. But she said, I missed the return policy.
For the cooktop.
Yep. By 4 days.
Okay.
It's a 30-day return policy. She says, I had COVID, so I couldn't get to you. So I'm no longer going to be going to Lowe's because you lost my business. I'm going to Home Depot instead. And my whole time reading this going, you're upset that they wouldn't take it 34 days after you bought it. And then I asked you, what's the soonest you usually know when you're going to return something when you buy it?
2 days.
Yeah.
Right? You use it for 2 days. It's like, no, I don't like this. It's not doing what I expected it to do. If it's a cooktop.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's something you use every day.
And
so it couldn't. You wrangle over this for 2 weeks deciding, do I like it? Do I not like it? Come on.
I mean, I've bought stuff on Amazon where I set up the return as I'm getting it off of my porch because I realize I don't need and or want it. And I guess to me, it's like you made such a spectacle of yourself saying, I'm standing up to you. This is no good to me. You've mistreated me. You really just explained how you are absolutely in the wrong here. You waited. You had COVID. That's fine. I get it. Stay home, stay safe. But that's usually about 5 days now.
Right.
So you're going to tell me that in that first 25 days,
yeah,
you just were struggling over that cooktop. I really feel like you're kind of making yourself look like a fool.
Well, and I kind of love those kinds of self-owns.
Yeah.
Because we have to post everything now.
Yeah.
Every single thing, well, or it didn't happen.
I also don't think that Home Depot is going to take the return either, just to let her know. Like, Home Depot's got her business, but they're not going to take the return.
Man, this doesn't come from our store. Well, I'm going to go to Ace. Good luck at Ace.
Right, I think Walmart's the only one where Walmart, you kind of get those very flustered employees where they're just like, all right, I'll accept
whatever.
Any return.
Sure, fine.
I don't even need a receipt. Just give it back. Here's store credit for it. There you go. Bye.
Same with Target. I think Target, you don't even need a receipt.
What? Like it's, no, I've,
oh, every, I doubt that.
I would just say every return I've ever done at Target, you need a receipt for it. But
otherwise, you're going to have people just stealing things off the shelves and then walking back around and saying, I need my cash back. Not that I'm suggesting.
I was going to say that answer. That answer came real quick.
I know.
Jane's like, wait, they don't require receipts? What could I take
oh, no.
and then try to get store credit
on to me?
I have a naturally criminal mind. What can I say? I thought, hey, that could work. Anyway, 855-75-CIVIC. What is the store you refuse to shop at and why? Scott from St. Louis is on the line. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Deb. By the way, to Target, I think you can return things without a receipt, but you get store credit, not money back.
Oh, okay.
A receipt to get the money back.
That makes sense.
I refuse to, and I will never touch Temu as much as people love it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it has low prices, but because they, one, sell your data, and two, use child labor mostly below the age of 12.
What company is this, Scott?
Temu.
Temu, I have never heard
Temu,
of Temu. What?
Remember,
what is Temu?
Remember
it's
Wish?
It's essentially advertised as like a, I think they say like shop like a billionaire because everything is really cheap, but it's really cheap because they're using child labor.
Oh, yeah. Lovely.
Yeah, it's terrible.
That sounds,
I've
yes,
never
that sounds
used
awful.
It.
Thank you so much, Scott. Really appreciate you listening. I always appreciate you calling.
You didn't see the Super Bowl ad that Temu ran? There was a Super Bowl ad that they spent millions of dollars
on.
That it was kind of like a, it was a weird ad. I hadn't heard about Temu until then.
I started seeing it on my phone on games as an advertiser. They started a slow rollout on like game advertising.
Okay.
And I just thought, I'm like, this looks like Wish.com. And Wish is the exact same thing where you can buy. And also with Temu and Wish, you buy something based off the picture and it comes to you. You're like, this is not what I ordered. This is terrible.
Yeah.
There's a whole side of TikTok and Instagram about things I ordered on Wish and what I actually got.
That looked nothing like
nothing
the item.
Like that. We got a text from Robert in McFarland. He said, when I didn't have kids, I only shopped and ate local. But now it's hard to stay out of the big box stores. I refuse to shop at because it's too... It's too affordable. So therefore, he can't not shop at big box stores because he has kids.
Yeah. I hear that.
And
absolutely.
I get that.
Absolutely.
I used to carry a anti-Walmart flag on my shoulder and like, you don't understand. And Target's better. And then a friend of mine brought me into his office. He showed me a website. He goes, this is a website that will show you every company that's being sued, like a major company, and why. And because people always try to say Walmart isn't as good as Target. And you're like, oh, they're all trash. All these companies are terrible. They're all run by horrible people. I'll shop anywhere I want. But I get that.
Well, and I do think the ability to not shop somewhere comes from a place of privilege. It does.
Yeah, because a lot of places, grocery stores, like if grocery stores, convenience stores, anything that you need to go to in a lot of communities, there's only a few options. You don't have the opportunity
exactly.
to choose around. Like there is either...
Right.
A Target or
a Walmart
or a Dollar General or like you have to
go there.
At those
yep.
places. There's no other alternative.
But I did see something. Speaking of this Temu that Scott just mentioned, Amazon Marketplace.
Yeah.
So all those, remember the smash and grabs that were going on in California?
I just saw. Yep.
All those smash and grabs, and we would see it on the news and these gangs coming in and just smashing windows out and running, you know, filling up bags and then running back out. A California couple, white couple, in their early 50s, arrested for setting up this smash and grab ring. And she essentially recruited women to steal stuff from Sephora and other high-end makeup places. And then she would sell it on the Amazon Marketplace
for
like half the price.
And they were well off too.
They lived in a mansion.
Yeah, I just saw that before the show started, and I was like, oh my gosh, because you know what happened when you saw those videos of people just stealing products. I mean, putting them in garbage cans and just walking out.
Yep.
You're like, oh my god, I can't believe kids. Well,
someone hired
the kids
them.
Were working for someone.
They were working. Yeah, they were.
Yeah.
So it. I guess it's just to be a little cautionary about where you're going to buy stuff from.
Yeah. And you point your finger at.
Well, yeah, that too. Carmela from Milwaukee is on the line. Good morning, Carmela. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning. I was just going to say, I used to have a specific person. Sorry, I'm sitting next to someone's car alarm going off. Usually what it is customer service. And it used to drive me nuts at... like Walmart, but then I started reconsidering because usually it's temporary. The employee's usually not there that long. they will go back and give them a second chance.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, that's great. Carmela, that's very, very kind. That's very kind.
Thank you so much for listening, Carmela. Really, really appreciate it. I agree, though. Bad customer service.
Yeah.
That happens enough times. I'm not going back.
Oh, absolutely.
There.
I think that's a better excuse than I missed the return window, too.
Oh, like, yeah.
If you have an employee or somebody there at the store that's rude to you or you have a negative interaction with, I think that's better than I was 4 days late myself returning this.
Even if I have a bad experience with a customer service, it has to be really bad. It has to feel intentional or like, oh, I feel like this person just doesn't care. There are times you have bad customer service and you can tell.
You catch somebody on a bad day.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
We got a live stream comment. Jeff Sitzma, I hope I'm pronouncing that correct, Jeff. Jeff Sitzma, never at Hobby Lobby due to crazy religious owners. I know a lot of people who are like that. I know a lot of people who do not shop at Hobby Lobby, Chick-fil-A, so on and so forth. You know, and I get that. I totally understand that. But once again, I'm just going to say this. If you dig deep enough into the companies you do like, you might not like what you find.
They're all bad.
They could be bad, religious, someone about whatever. Just do your due diligence. And, you know, but I understand. And then Tony said, not so much a store, but a service, AT&T. They were shifty in the 70s, the 90s, and yes, today. I don't know about that personally myself.
Is that the third Tony in the live stream too? Man, it is a Tony party.
Tony
party on social media today.
855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. If you would like to join the discussion, again, there are, you make such a good point, Luke, about having choices is really dependent upon where you are. And for folks in smaller communities and you know, outlying communities, you don't have a choice and you don't get to be moralistic about where you're going to buy your milk.
Yeah.
Because you got to buy milk.
Yep. Yeah. Got a text from Cindy in Wausau mirroring what Tony said. No to Hobby Lobby. They don't like it because of their reproductive rights stance. Nobody should get to decide anybody's. That's where it left off. Personal health decisions. They also have stolen artifacts and have been in trouble for that.
Yes.
They have ripped off fiber artists when it comes to hand-dyed yarns. My goodness. And then Scott from Madison said, I had a manager at Men's Warehouse not let me try on clothing because then it would be used and they don't sell used clothes.
What?
So
wait a minute. Read that again.
Scott, let me clarify. Are you saying that if you took... It's okay. I had a manager at Men's Warehouse not let me try on clothing because then it would be used and they don't sell used clothing. That is one of the most.
That's better than the alternative. I remember the local news did like a deep dive story on Walmart or Target. I forget. It was one of the bigger box stores and taking underwear that was returned and then trying to resell it. And so they had like this deep dive. I have to remember, like, I'm barely recalling this. So I'm going to have to look into it to get more of the details. But essentially, they would buy the underwear as a customer, mark the inside of the underwear with either like a marker
terrifying.
Or like an invisible ink kind of thing.
Yep.
And then they'd return it. And then they'd go back to shop to see if it returned to the shelves. And so they're like, there's a whole thing there. And then there's that. I'd rather have them err on the side of, oh, you can't try it on. You got to buy it.
It's a suit.
But it's a suit.
It's a suit.
I've gone to Men's Warehouse and they've let me try to fit.
I was say, I feel like I don't know if I've ever tried to put pants on. I guess I've been tailored though for a suit before. Yeah. And are those just the rental pants and they only let you use those? I don't know. I'm curious that if they don't let you try on anything other than the rentals at Men's Warehouse.
You try it. You buy it.
You buy it. All right. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We're shopping. We're shopping.
Listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
The Todd Alba Show.
I love me some Drew Holiday. My favorite Buck. I love what he's doing. I just really, really wish it wasn't for the Boston Celtics. My loyalty is still more to Giannis. But, like, when Drew scores a bucket still, I'm like, yeah.
That's like to a former true. Lover.
I got a Drew Holiday jersey, a Bucks jersey, and I got an Aaron Jones Packers jersey. This is so why... I'm a scoring former lover for both of those players.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
You're listening to the Shaw WAUK, Waukesha's home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Jay Matinair, Greg Bach, Luke Mathers on the board, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join the show, call or text 855-75-CIVIC, or leave a comment on a live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. Greg Bach, you said we have a text.
We had a good text come through. Hello, it's Tammy listening in Virginia on WMDX, so my guess is on the app.
I would assume so. Cool.
Get that Civic Media app in your pocket. She said, I use Goods Unite Us. Helps me make good choices of where I spend my money. So to check that out.
Oh,
that's
I
great.
Like that.
I love that kind
of
stuff.
It's a Wisconsin-based service as well.
Is it seriously?
I believe based out of Middleton, if I remember correctly. Goods Unite Us, yeah.
Nice.
Essentially, it gives you a background of either the ownership, management, people that work there or own the company, how they typically support, when they give political donations, who they typically support.
Interesting.
And so it gives you a nice background of the makeup of the ownership and the management and the employees of a corporation to kind of see how they engage in the world of politics.
Goods Unite Us.
Goods Unite Us.
Looking at it right now, it's really cool.
We're going to have to make a reach to them. I would like to talk to those people.
That's a
especially
great idea.
Especially if it's a Wisconsin-based company.
Tammy from Virginia, thank you for
there's
that.
Always a Wisconsin connection, guys. Every single thing, always a Wisconsin connection.
All good things come back to Wisconsin.
Chairs.
All good things lead to Wisconsin.
Exactly.
In one form or another. We're going to close things out, and I do want to talk about basketball because...
Well, 3 degrees of cheese real quick. That's all I'm going to say.
3 degrees of cheese.
3 degrees of cheese.
Or beyond the cheese.
Those are two separate things.
Two different segments.
Oh, my God. Oh, man.
We are going to talk about there's a big game this afternoon, and if we are airing it on several of our Civic Media radio stations, so we'll get to that in just a second. But Greg and I kind of stumbled across this earlier this morning. If you are looking for a nice little getaway, impress your friends, hide from your friends, there is a prepper house for sale outside of Superior.
Mm-hmm.
It's only $1.1 million, which is, it's kind of a deal.
It's a deal.
It is. It's on 80 private acres near Superior, listed for $1.1 million. It was built not by today's current doomsday preppers. It was built by the Y2K preppers.
Yeah.
And I don't know if those are even the best. I like the duck and cover preppers of the Cold War era. I gotta go before Y2K.
For your favorite, favorite prepper?
The really thorough prepping that went into that.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie. If I had the money, I would buy this house immediately. It's absolutely beautiful.
You think it's that cool?
Oh God, I want it so bad. I want to live in the woods, and I want to have grass on my roof.
Well, this place has grass on the roof, so it's kind of, it is an interesting construction because it is built into a hill. So from above.
So it's like the Shire.
Yeah, sort of.
Okay.
Sort of like the Shire.
All right.
With 18 years of canned food.
Is that included in the sale?
There is a canning room.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. And there's like three separate full apartments.
Yeah.
There's three separate three-bedroom.
Oh, so you don't even have... The three of us could... And our families could go in on it together.
Yeah,
we don't. You don't even need to be the single homeowner.
Right.
You can. That's a steal then, because $1.1 million divided by three, much more affordable than
so
you know.
Bad.
Yeah.
No, it's not so bad.
There's a sauna.
There are some really big common areas.
There's a trench.
Is there a mandatory tinfoil hat that you have to wear when you're in the residence?
We could start that rule.
Okay. Yeah.
We can institute the tinfoil hat rule.
Do the goats, like at Al Johnson's, come on the roof, or do you have to provide your own?
I feel like it's BYOG.
Pretty sure.
All right, folks. I'm picking up their sarcasm. I'm serious. I want this house, and for me, and I. One of the best things about buying a house is the real estate experience. You walk into an open house, and there's always someone there with a big whitened tooth smile, and the place smells like cookies, and they want to shake your hand and be just magnanimous and say things like, "This truly unique underground home is built to stand the test of time with stone and mortar exterior. A living roof on top is a newer rubber roof laid over span creek and pre-stressed hollow core ceiling slabs for the ultimate in strength and durability." Well, sign me up.
Right now.
It sounds more like Greg wants to try to sell this house than Greg wants to buy this house.
The walls and interior structure are a mixture of poured concrete and high load areas and concrete blocks and other areas to create storage rooms and interior walls.
It also has a shooting range, plenty of lumber, apple trees, and 5 acres of cleared gardening space. For those apocalypse-ready gardeners, you want to be able to, you know, can lots of... There's a canning room. Right, you got to grow stuff, and then you can can it.
Exactly.
And so if you are looking for somewhere to avoid the zombie apocalypse, it's just outside of Superior.
Oh, that gives me a really good insight. You think it's a zombie apocalypse that's coming.
It's just liberals. Liberal women.
Caravans of liberal women. What could be more scary? Really,
it is always a very nice insight to somebody's, you know,
psyche.
Yeah,
yes.
To see what kind of apocalypse they think is coming.
Yep. Caravans of liberal women, Luke. That's what gets some people screaming in terror. All right, basketball. That was a big win yesterday.
Yeah, they
beat them by 30 points.
Maryland took care of Rutgers, I believe, 2 days ago, in a very big blowout fashion, very similar to what Wisconsin did to Maryland yesterday. So I was a little worried going into yesterday's game because Maryland took care of business on their first game, but they had an injury, I think, kind of late in their first round game. So Bucky taking care of business, taking on Northwestern. I'm hoping that they keep going.
Are you feeling good about it?
It's been kind of hard. The last couple weeks of Big Ten play has not been kind to the Badgers, so it'll be interesting to see how far they can go here in the Big Ten tournament.
It was just nice to see them win so handily.
Yeah.
And really put it away. Right. So that was pretty sweet. And again, we are airing the game on a number of Civic Media radio stations. You can go to our website, civicmedia.us, if you want to listen to the Badgers take on Northwestern. That game starts around 1:30 today.
Yeah, broadcast coverage begins at 12:30, and then the game tip-off right around 1:30.
Right around 1:30. All right, Luke Mathers, you're going to be back here on Monday.
I will be back on Monday. I've got one more day of being Calvin. It's really fun. I didn't grow out my hair well enough. For the experience.
Well, you got a couple days.
Is that the sequel, Being Calvin Butenhoff?
Yes.
The sequel to what?
Being John Malkovich. Come on. See a movie, all right?
Thank you to Dan Schaefer for joining us. Thank you, Greg Bach. Thank you, Luke Mathers. Without you guys, nothing works. And thank you most of all to all of you for calling and for texting and for listening. It means more than you know. I hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share it. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday. News is next on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK.
Monday on Nightlight, I'm live in Madison and joined in studio by musician James Runday. It's Nightlight from 7 to 9 PM on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly.